Please join with me in prayer. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our souls be always acceptable in thy sight, my rock and my redeemer.
Merry Christmas. My first Christmas in this church. For those of you who do not recognize me, I am Nathan Willard. I am now the pastor of the United Church of Christ, and welcome to this church, our church now. I'm delighted to have my family with me, at least in the building tonight. As I said, they have been traveling for quite a long time, and my father-in-law, who is himself a minister, was begging my wife not to come tonight from Iowa City. So, there you are. But thanks for putting up with us. I'm delighted to be here, especially on this Christmas night, because it gave me a new chance to look at the Christmas stories. We grow up with a certain kind of sense of what the Christmas narrative is, but when you are putting together a Lessons and Carols service in three or four different formats, you get a chance to really, really meditate on these passages. And for me, the thing that struck me was about how each of the characters in this story were elevated by their proximity to it. We have the story of Joseph and Mary being told by an angel, yes, yes, you are not married and with child, but do not be afraid. And Joseph, who had thought about sending Mary away, which was more humane at least than shaming her in public, listened and showed compassion and love to this woman who was with him. He trusted in her. Just as he trusted in the angel, he did the right thing. Mary, too, was afraid. She didn't know what had happened to her. She could easily run away in shame from Joseph, gone, and been an outcast somewhere. And her story would have been very different. But she, too, had faith and trusted not only in God, but also in Joseph. She had a generous heart as much as he did, and so they were together when they showed up at the inn. And the innkeeper could have simply turned them away and said, we have no more rooms, and you couldn't pay for them if we did. He could have turned them out into the cold, cold night. But instead he said, well, we don't have any rooms, but out there by the manger, that's pretty warm. You can spend the night there. We look on that as a lowly circumstance. But on a night like this, being cuddled up with some animals sure beats the alternatives. So that innkeeper, in his connection with these people, showed his better self too. We go to the shepherds, again, afraid in the fields. They could have reacted with fear and violence. This strange thing is happening to us. Let us attack it. This is a natural reaction. But that's not what they did. They listened to the angels, and they went with love, and yes, some fear, but a fear mixed with love to this child. All throughout this story, people have the chance to be fearful, to be angry, to separate themselves from other people. But time and again, the closeness that people feel towards the miracles happening bring out their better selves. We see this told over and over again in human history. There are these brief moments where hard-hearted people find on Christmas a little bit more compassion. I was reading again today about the famous truce in 1914 between the English and the Germans, who on Christmas Eve held up a flag and started singing Christmas carols. That was before the true horror of that war was unleashed and we separated ourselves from one another so violently and painfully. But in that moment, each one of the people on that battlefield wanted to be better than they were. They knew in some way they should not be killing each other, But they had other obligations too, and that's what they were doing. But on that one night, they had hope that maybe we could find some other way. And so as I said to the children, this recurs throughout our lives. We have the opportunity to remember this feeling, to sit here in the warmth of our family, lit by candles, driving the dark away, remembering the hope that things can be better, the hope that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, come to bring love and joy, that we may live in his example, creating a kingdom based on the hope that things will be better. And so I would ask you every day, as we leave here, to look out and see the opportunities you have to be the shepherds who do not run away in fear, to be the innkeeper who finds some way to help when it is available, to be Joseph and Mary who find a way to express love even when the bounds of society are broken. It is Christmas Eve. It is in this night, the darkest of nights, that the brightest of lights shone forth on the world. And if it can happen now, it can happen tomorrow, it can happen in February, it can happen in July, and it can happen